it's important work. It's drainage work, it's laybys, and it's also toilets, so facilities for our tourists when they come there. So this is something the community has been calling for a long period now. And also there is a commitment within the decision last week that there is going to be a focus on what is going to be the bigger concept, what is going to be the bigger picture type facility that's needed for Malin Head, and also keeping a wider view on what facilities are within the initial peninsula as well to back up this facility. So it's a massive commitment in terms of Malin Head being the key location within the wide Atlantic Way, along with Fannet Lighthouse and Slieve League. And this is about the building blocks. And I would just like to acknowledge the local community that have driven this project really, really hard. And I know there's a recent meeting with business leaders from within the peninsula, and also Donegal County Council, who have been working very, very closely with Fáilte in relation to this project. And I'd just like to acknowledge that as well.
Are you confident that funding will be forthcoming for the bigger picture? Because the argument is that there is a more permanent visitor centre needed there. There is something needed there to consolidate Malin Head as a bona fide tourist attraction in its own right.
Yeah, I think the commitment from day one was that the Wild Atlantic Way would have the key points. There's three in Donegal, Malin Head's one of them, and it's about building on that, and it's about getting it right as well. I know there's concerns around the type of facility that's needed. There are environmental issues as well, and there's also about feeding into the community what the community needs as well. So I think there's going to be time to do that, but essentially there's been buses, there's been tourists coming to Malin Head, and the basics from toilet facilities to car parking has been the main concern locally, and now it's about driving the bigger picture and the bigger facility forward in conjunction with the local community. And I'm confident that will happen. Traditionally, historically, tourists didn't come further than Bundoor and Donegal Town. That was the traditional path, and now we have them coming along the Wild Atlantic Way. The brand's working, but the brand is only as good as what we build around it.